Several local high school football teams kick off their playoff runs tonight. A&M Consolidated is at home to face Mount Pleasant in the 5A bi-district round. Consol head man Lee Fedora on the matchup.
They love to run a lot of buck sweeps, stretching, and things like that. And they've got some guys back there, physical runners. The quarterback can take it and run and all that. On the defense side of it, we've been prepared for all three different looks on their defense.
Kickoff is tonight at 7 o'clock in Tigerland with broadcast right here on WTAW. Brian is on the road this evening paying a visit to Cedar Hill. Coach Ross Rogers says the Vikings will have their hands full with a salty Longhorns team.
You play Cedar Hill, DeSoto, Duncanville. The people in this district know you're going to play athletes and you've got to execute, and that's what we've tried to talk about this week.
Game time is at 7:30 with coverage on Zone 1150 AM and 93.7 FM. College Station has been on a roll this year, going a perfect 10-0 in the regular season. Headman Steve Huff hopes the Cougars train stays on the tracks this evening against McKinney North.
This is a good football program, you know, year in, year out. Coach Fetchy does a great job, and then, you know, they're always in the mix of things in their district up there, and they're coming out of a very tough district.
Kickoff is at 7 o'clock at Cougar Field with broadcast on Maverick 100.9. For the first time in program history, the Rutter Rangers are headed to the playoffs. Coach Eric Ezar on the monumental achievement.
Just being a brand new school, like, you know, in 2009, and you know, just kind of a little kid nobody thought much about. And so for us to get the playoffs, it's huge for our kids, huge for our kids' self-esteem, and, you know, school self-esteem.
Ezar and the Rangers will look to keep the good vibes going tonight when they visit Marshall in the bi-district ground. Kickoff is at 7:30 on Christmas, 97.3 FM. In the private game, Brazos Christian squares off against Alpha Omega at 7, while Allen Academy meets up with St. Gerard Catholic at 7:30. St. Joe's squares off against Hill Country Christian tomorrow.